Oh, yeah, this is Daryl Dodd, half to death, quarter into the 3 o'clock hour. You're taking the back roads with Drew Cobb on 96.5 KECO. We're also streaming on the Paragon Communications app as well as KECOFM.com. 52 degrees currently at KECO Studio in Elk City. And let's see here. Well, I think it's about that time, folks. Let me tell you what's going on this Saturday leading into this interview that I have with Mr. Mike McClure. Get ready for that. Getting ready to present that to you. Great conversation. About 10 minutes worth of talk here that you're going to get a first peek at. So, Pit Stop Bar on the east side of the Days Inn Hotel hosting Mr. Mike McClure this Saturday night. I already know it's going to be a packed house. It's going to be a great time. Every time Mike McClure comes to Elk City, it's always a great time. Now, leading things off, though, Saturday night, no one to shake a stick at, Jay Statham and the Toki Show. Mike McClure himself, as you'll see, had a lot of good things to say about those guys, and they've garnered quite the reputation playing over there at the Pit Stop Bar. So go over, enjoy very happy hours, 4 to 7 p.m. every day. Weekly and daily drink specials always at the Pit Stop. Tonight over there is Thirsty Thursday, so it's your night to be the rock star. Karaoke night in full effect at the Pit Stop tonight. Fireball Friday features $4 Fireball shots. Saturday is also ladies' night. They'll have $5 shot specials running. Sunday fun days, free pool, $6 shot and beer specials. Open pool tournaments every Monday, plus the biggest pool tournament in Western Oklahoma every Friday. $10 buys you in. Open 2 p.m. to close 7 days a week. The Pit Stop Bar. Come on down to the friendliest bar in town, especially this Saturday night. Also, shout out to Blake Brewer, celebrating his birthday this week. Woo! Way to go, Blake. He's going to be celebrating his birthday party out there, too. So get on out, man. He may even buy you a beer. Now, notice I didn't promise you that. Maybe I'm just trying to entice you. You're just going to have to come out and find out and see if you can get him, I don't know, festive enough to get in that kind of mood. Owner Vanessa File, we thank you so much for bringing entertainment like Mr. Mike McClure to Elk City on a regular basis. That's what y'all do over there. And it's not always music. Sometimes, you know, you show up, it might be a burlesque show going on because that's just the thing that happens. All right, folks, here's the conversation I had with Mike McClure just a few minutes ago. Well, this is the third time you've been kind enough to let me talk to you, man, so I appreciate you doing this once again.
Yeah, anytime.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't want to like get all prepared and stuff for this because I wanted this to be more like a friendly thing today. So I've been kind of following you on Facebook, and I really have been wanting to ask you about all this stuff you've got going on in Seymour, Texas, man. There's a lot that's changed since we last talked. Go ahead and talk about that a little bit.
I've sold my home studio, the Boo Hatch, which I lived in Ada, Oklahoma, for the last 20 years. And my wife and I, we moved down to a little town called Gorey, Texas, while we figured out where we wanted to live. Her mom had a place we could hang out. And so while we were here, we just kind of liked where we were and found a cool old house that we could remodel. And so home is Seymour, Texas now. And then just two blocks from where I live, there's a boot store. This gal named Leslie Stacy, she has a custom boot shop there in Seymour. Real cool. She's a musician, too, and she's had this cool old building. And at the top of it, up, it's on the third floor, there was just a big empty place. And my wife and I asked her if we could put on a concert there, and she was all about it. So we did our first concert up there last month, and it was really great. You know, it was people come up, and it's a listening room, so everybody listened, and that's not always the case, so that was an extra special.
One thing I noticed about it was the building's over 100 years old, right? Right there on Main Street?
Yeah, 1906 maybe.
Yeah, man, before Oklahoma was even really Oklahoma. And
yeah.
When talking about plans for it and such, it sounds like you're really wanting to make it like a collaborative art effort, not just music, but what other kind of art are you wanting to make happen there?
Right. My wife reached out to some of her artist friends that she's known. She's from this area, and the Wichita Falls area, there's some really great artists, and they came in and set up their art booth in the bottom part of the boot store, so when people came to the concert, there was, you know, 10 different artists there with their wares, paintings, and, you know, all kinds of different stuff, knives, and, but it was really cool. It was nice to blend those different cultures of, you know, some of the artists were Western style, and some of them were modern, and it was just a really cool night, you know, right here in the middle of Seymour where not a whole lot goes on.
Yeah, and I actually, back in my oil patch days, before the radio days, I actually lived in Bowie for a couple years. Uh-huh. That's somewhat close. How far away is that from Seymour?
Oh, I'm I think it's just about an hour or so.
Yeah, it isn't too far, yeah. So I know that area pretty well, and it's beautiful country. You know, it's definitely away from the hustle and bustle. And if you're not away, you can get there pretty darn quick, that's for sure, which I'm sure you were used to that in Ada as well. But in terms...
There's neither hustle or bustle going on around here today.
And that's a good thing, depending on who you are. For me, you know, I appreciate that kind of thing. That's why I like Elk City, where you're actually going to be coming this weekend, man, Saturday night at the Pit Stop Bar. My main chick, Vanessa, over there, they're just over there raving. I don't know if you've seen them on Facebook, you know, commenting on everything that you've been posting, but they're super excited to have you. That place has really, really stepped up in the last couple of years since you played there, man, so I think you're really going to have a good time. And I know you know our owner.
Yeah, I saw some pictures. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and I know you know our owner, Blake Brewer. Well, it's his birthday this week, so he's actually going to be bringing out a bunch of his friends. They've reserved a table there, and he wanted to come see you for his birthday, so it's going to be a good night.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, Blake and I go way back. You know, we were just getting started with The Great Divide. We would come on his radio station, and he kind of helped us get into that area and be known back in the day. So I'll be wishing him a happy birthday, whether I want to or not. I will.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody on the radio to get out there, and maybe Blake will buy him a beer. You know, I didn't promise him that he would, but, you know, maybe that'll get some more people out there.
Maybe.
I have a good feeling it's going to be a packed house, man. We're excited to have you. Let's see. Any more cryptozoology updates since we last talked? Any spottings of any wild animals in Seymour?
No. Well, actually, now that you say that, there's a museum here in Seymour that has – it's a dinosaur museum, and there's a specific type of dinosaur that predates a lot of dinosaurs. It was found right in this area, and it's only common to this area, and it's named the Seymouria. So I've been looking at those skeletons and just wondering where in the hell am I?
Man, you're right where you need to be. You're right where you need
right
to be.
Right in the vortex.
When I picked up the phone earlier, I hadn't pressed record yet, but you actually played a little music live on Facebook this morning for about 15 minutes or so, and you were kind of doing some new stuff, and something caught my ear immediately. I caught, like, the first half of it. I already told you this, but for the audience listening right now, I caught these lyrics, and if it needs to change, you can change. And the last time we talked, that was, you know, really what you were coming off of. You just changed your life a lot, and now you're still writing those songs.
Right. Yeah, this is a new song. My wife and I have been performing together as Crow and Gazelle, and we do a lot of writing, and she's been performing with me for the past couple of years. And we're going to go in February in up in Oklahoma and record an album together under that name, Crow and Gazelle. And that song that you heard, that's a new one that I wrote. It's called These Are the Days. And, and change has been a big part of my life. Coming up on 4 years being sober, and that really, really helped me out. You know, some people can go party, but I kind of ran into a wall with it. Needed to change, and, you know, there's elements of that in this new music, and, of course, love, because I fell in love. And love's a superpower, and I'm happy to be aligned with it.
You're telling me, man. No, I was really inspired by that. The last conversation that we had, you know, you really inspired me to start kind of working on a lot of the things myself, that I could start being honest with myself and, you know, quit being so quick to point the finger at other things and pretend that I'm the victim. And I've really kind of taken heed to that, and it's helped me in my own personal life. So thank you for that, man. You really have inspired me. Speaking of the Great Divide, though, how's that going? Any projects coming up, touring, anything like that?
Yeah, real cool. We got a lot of dates that are coming up. You can go to tgdmusic.com and check that out. And, we just got back from Steamboat, Colorado. We went out to the big music festival, and that was the Great Divide's first performance there at that. So that was really cool. We played outside at the foot of the snow or ski slopes in about 25-degree weather. But other than that, it was amazing.
Yeah, you know, my brother is a Steamboat guy. He went, like, the last 6 years and didn't get to make it this year, but did get to go and see the, you know, the ode to Cross Canadian Ragweed that you actually participated in, too, didn't you? What songs did you cover?
I sang Carney Man.
That's right.
That's the first song Cody and I wrote together. He was about 17, and we were just making each other laugh. And somehow that stupid song has stood the test of time.
He's been very vocal about it over the years. You know, I've been to shows where people will be screaming it in the crowd, just like people yell Freebird, you know, at the bar, and he'll just say, shut up. Just shut up. So I think if anybody could play it and should play it, it should have been you, man. So, yeah, I actually remember that. I bought that album that eventually came out, and we've spun it quite a bit on this show. But for the folks tuning in right now, we're speaking with Mike McClure, the legend of Red Dirt Music. I call you the father of modern Red Dirt Music. Is that okay?
I'll take that. Yeah, it's better than grandfather.
Yeah, you know, yeah. If people listen to this show and they don't know who you are, well, they need to know, because pretty much every band that plays during these 3 hours of this show, you've worked with them at some point. More than likely, you have produced at least one of their albums, usually the ones that bring them up, you know. So it's a real treat for those that do not know to have this conversation with Mike right now. And this Saturday night, you got a chance to go out and catch him. So you're actually going to be playing with Jay Statham and the Toki Show, right? Are they opening up for you?
Yeah, and I did a record or some recording with Jay a long time ago. I haven't seen him in a minute. I know he's been working out in Nashville on some stuff and with E-Rock, Hoffman, and I've always liked Jay and his stuff, so he's helped in both shows.
Yeah, and he's actually been playing quite regularly at the Pit Stop, so he's already kind of got a reputation going over here. So it's going to be a great night this Saturday night, folks. 2500 South Main Street in Elk City. It's east side of the old Days Inn Hotel building, just next to Hutch's, which is right across the street from McDonald's. If you're not from Elk City, I'm sure you've dropped off I-40 and stopped at McDonald's before. If you can find McDonald's, you can find the Pit Stop. Mike, thank you so much for catching up with us, man. We wish you all safe travels and can't wait to see you Saturday night.
All right, man. I'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother.
Bye.
Man, a wonderful conversation I had with Mike McClure. Always a treat. Such a down-to-earth, awesome guy. He's very respectful, and that's not always the experience you get with people of his name and caliber. So another huge shout-out to Mike McClure. You guys make sure you get out to the Pit Stop and support this weekend. Saturday night, it is on. Plan on being there for Jay Statham and the Toki Show, opening things up, and then moving on to Mike McClure. In the meantime, if you want to go see what Mike McClure has been up to, he's all over the interwebs. You can go to MikeMcClureBand.com. You can go to Mike McClure Music on Facebook and see all the things that he's working on with Great Divide, his own solo stuff, all the stuff that's going on in Seymour, Texas with him and his wife, extending into other branches of art, collaborating with all types of artists. If you live in the Wichita Falls region of Texas, or maybe Altus and Vernon people down there, it'd definitely be worth the trip to check out what all he has going on. So without further ado, one more shout out to them. We're going to pay some bills real quick and get back to that Red Dirt Music, which good chance was fathered by Mike McClure himself. This is the Backroads 96.5 KECO weather coming up here in about 15 minutes. Currently 52 degrees at KECO Studio in Elk City. When we return, Red Dirt Music, we shall burn. Keep it here.
We'll be back in just a moment with the second act of our play. An outstanding presentation.
The Backroads on KECO 96.5.